More than 2 years since the teacher training colleges became colleges of education, they have received insufficient technical and funding support to deliver results and make the transmission to autonomous tertiary institutions easier. To reverse this trend, the government has come out with a Transforming Teacher Education and Learning Program, TTEL, funded by UKAID. Also, the TTEL has set up a challenge fund. The National Program Manager of TTEL, Akwesia Debuahene, has joined us on the line now. Good afternoon, Mr. Buahene.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm very well. I hope you're good too.
I'm very good.
Now, what does TTEL seek to achieve?
First of all, thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to talk to your wide listeners. TTEL is a Government of Ghana program set up primarily to support the transition of colleges of education into fully-fledged tertiary institutions that deliver good quality education for this country. And like you mentioned in your initial briefing, the UKAID is funding this initiative. And the primary goal of this initiative is to increase the quality of teacher education and also to increase the quality of the teaching that is delivered to our children so that this country can improve in the way in which we deliver quality education to Ghanaian children. The program has a number of program areas, or what we call core activity areas. First of all, we intend to provide professional development for 1,500 College of Education teachers. And then we also want to deliver leadership development to the college education and improve the way in which the colleges are managed as tertiary institutions. We also want to strengthen the policy environment and the policy framework within which education is delivered in this country. And then fourthly, we also are doing a number of things around the support that is given to trainees when they go on teaching practice to ensure that they receive the best quality support that is required and that which will prepare them to become good teachers in this country. And then the fifth area is around a challenge fund, just like you mentioned, that we have set up as a way of promoting innovation and creativity. What this means is that colleges have the option to design innovative activities or innovative programs that seeks to improve the way in which colleges deliver education. And so it is directed at stimulating innovation in teacher development, teacher professional development, college management, gender and partnership. And so we believe that this is one way of giving colleges the ability to undertake their own initiatives as tertiary institutions that are willing and able to deliver good quality education for the children of this country.
Now, Mr. Adair, is contribution to the fund open to the public?
The program is primarily focused on colleges of education. And so our primary target are the colleges of education in this country. There used to be 38. Recently, the government of Ghana absorbed two more, so they are now 40, and there are plans to also include another 3 to bring the total to 43. So these colleges are our primary focus, but we have said that if you are promoting innovation, if you are promoting creativity, then colleges should have the option of partnering with other institutions, universities, civil society organizations, NGOs, and other research institutions that can help them improve on the way in which they do things. So they can go into partnership with any of these institutions, they can go into partnership with another college, but it is up to them to make that decision. So because our focus is primarily on them.
Now, we understand that tomorrow there will be the first grant award. How much is involved?
Overall, we are intending to award 1,286,752 CDs to 13 projects that have been designed by colleges. We have a lot more, to deliver at some point. But right now, only 13 of the projects have been approved and are ready to be funded. But in the next 2-3 years, we are intending to provide a grant totaling £2 million, British pounds, to the college for this kind of activity.
Right. Thanks so much for talking to us. Mr. Akwesi Adebuahene is the National Program Manager of TTEL.